Meeting to order. This is a subdivision committee meeting for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019. So before we start, some housekeeping items. We have agendas and staff reports in the back. If you wish to speak on any of the items, you have to wait until we open the public hearing. If you have any comments that are not related to an agenda item, you can speak on that at the end of the public hearing section for external comments. Written comments must have been received within 24 hours. If they have not been received, you can just speak your comment during the public hearing section. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes per item, with a maximum of 20 if there's a lot of comments. So before we start, we're going to do a call to order. So I'm Richard Baum. I'll be the chairperson of the subdivision committee.
Ruben Colmenares, Orange County Fire.
Eric Hall, representing OC Parks.
Maria Alonzo with Land Use Planning.
For item number 2 minutes, we have no minutes to approve. They already approved last year in March 2018. Going on to item number 3, discussion items. We do have one item today. It's a public hearing for vesting tentative tract map VTTM 17575 within RMP Planning Area 2, Subarea 2.4 in Southern Orange County. Do we have a presentation by staff?
We do. Good afternoon, members of the subdivision committee. My name is Robert Segarra, contract for the land development section. The project is located on lots 3 through 18 and lot B of track 17564. This is in subarea 2.4 of the branch plan community within the 5th supervisional district. A little background, the master and subarea plans for planning area 2 were approved on March 27, 2013. PA2 master and subarea plan amendments were approved on May 22nd, 2017 as part of a overall comprehensive reallocation throughout the ranch. And the project site located in file track map 17564 for subarea 2.4 was approved on October 20th, 2015 by the County Board of Supervisors and recorded on October 28th, 2015. Currently, subarea 2.4 is being rough graded consistent with that final track map with street improvements surrounding the project site already constructed. The applicant, Ascensia Retail LLC, is requesting approval of vesting tentative track map 17575 to subdivide a 42.3 acre site located within planning area 2, subarea 2.4, into 40 numbered lots for urban activity center and neighborhood commercial center development, as well as 4 lettered lots for access and utility easement purposes. Access to the track is provided from Aroso Street at 3 different locations, and the requested subdivision is necessary to accommodate the future mixed-use center, of which the first phase is currently being processed under site development permit application PA 180026. As discussed, the project site was previously recorded as track 17564, which subdivided the site into 16 numbered lots and 1 lettered lot for slopes and landscape open space. This site has been rough graded, however, no further construction has occurred. Under proposed vesting tentative track map 17575, the numbered lots on the project site would increase from 16 lots to 40 lots, and the lettered lots would increase from 1 lot to 4 lots. Although numbered lot sizes will decrease in size to accommodate the proposed mixed-use center design, all proposed lots will still meet the minimum site requirements for the ranch plan PC Tech Section 3C Neighborhood Center and Section 3D Urban Activity Center. Additionally, the proposed subdivision will not change the existing alignment of streets surrounding the project site, and upon approval, the vesting tentative tract map 17575, the applicant will be required to obtain a site development permit and obtain new construction permits to develop the project site consistent with the new track layout. Referrals for comment. Copies of the tentative map submittal package were distributed for review and comment to county staff and consultants, and notice of public hearing was mailed to all property owners of record within the interview to the subject site on March 21st, 2019. Additionally, notice were posted to the project site also at 300 North Flower Street and 10 Civic Center Plaza in Santa Ana, as required by established public hearing posting procedures, and to date, no comments have been received. In regard to CEQA, the project is covered by previous CEQA documentation, which includes final program EIR 589, which was certified on November 8th, 2004, and subsequent addendums 1.0, 1.1, and the Planning Area 2 Addendum. This finding is appropriate and complies with the intent of CEQA pursuant to the 2014 Orange County Local CEQA Procedures Manual, Sections 6 and 11, Appendix G for projects where a previous environmental document is already in place. Further CEQA evaluation and clearances are not required for proposed vesting tenure tract map 17575. Upon approval of the subject submittal, staff supports approval of the applicant's proposed vesting tenure tract map 17575 pursuant to the Orange County Subdivision Code, Orange County Codified Ordinances, Subarticle 5. Therefore, OC Land Development recommends that the subdivision committee take the recommended actions as listed on page 1 of the staff report. And this concludes the staff's presentation, and staff and the applicant are available for any questions committee may have.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
So we're going to go to the public hearing. So we'll open the public hearing. Before you speak, just state your name for the record.
Can you hold the mic? Can you guys hear me okay? Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Jay Bullock, Vice President of Planning and Entitlement for Rancho Mission Viejo, and representing Essentia Retail LLC, which is a subsidized entity within Rancho Mission Viejo's family. Great staff report and comprehensive in its nature, and so as Mr. Zagara mentioned, we're just here to answer any questions. Otherwise, we appreciate the recommendation of approval of staff, and we accept and will comply with all the conditions of approval.
Thank you.
No questions.
Thank you. Any other public speakers? That's it. We're going to close the public hearing section. Do you have any comments from subdivision committee members?
Just for clarification, we're going to be asking for some additional study of lot 19 for access reasons across that area as part of the approval of the planning application. So that really doesn't impact our decision today to move forward with this proposed map and configuration. It seems to meet all of the requirements that we would normally see on a map. But for the future planning application, we're going to probably have to take a good close look at lot number 19 for the residential portion.
From OC Parks' perspective, thank you, Robert, for the comprehensive presentation and staff for an informative staff report. We reviewed the staff report, and in particular, the section on recreation and open space. We understand that Ranch is, of course, meeting their park obligations. In terms of the master plan of recreation facilities, there's no park dedication requirements pursuant to this particular map, nor are there riding and hiking trail requirements pursuant to the master plan of regional riding and hiking trails. And also no open space dedication requirements are being required as part of this map. And additionally, no countywide bikeways are identified within the map's area. Beyond that, no additional comments from OC Parks. Thank you.
And just to echo the sentiment of the group, it sounds like, again, thank you very much for the comprehensive report that you all have done with Line Development. We know that you've got everything covered in the 50 plus conditions of approval, so I'm not too worried about things will not be missed and seem to be standard operating procedures as we move forward in the mixed use urban activity center. So basically have no additional comments or modifications to the staff report.
I just have one question just for clarification. So it looks like lot 31 on the southern end might be landlocked. Could you just give more information about that lot and where it'll get access from?
Sure. I answer it to the best of my ability, and then perhaps the applicant might want to elaborate on it. At this point, the lot layout is kind of following the conceptual idea of the overall mixed-use center. At this point, we've only seen phase one, which is the northern portion of the shop at the center. But to ensure that there are no access issues, we've included a note on the map that's requiring reciprocal access be recorded with any phase of the final maps that are maybe subsequent to this tentative map.
That answers my question. As long as there's a mechanism to provide access to that lot, we'll use my prior recommendation. So any other comments from the committee?
I do just have one question sort of about the design and construction and grand opening schedule for the project. Maybe we could bring the applicant back up.
Yeah.
Expert on the answer to that
question. Sure, and I will give you the exact because I would look at our schedule.
Tara Foreman is the project manager for this project at Ranch
Vista. I am. Shoot, you know what? I'm such an expert. Let's
see. And I'm just asking in terms of general timing, I have specific dates.
We have August of 2020 as our opening for the storage and the flex area. So everything will be consistent with that timing.
Okay. Which is in the northern first phase that Robert
right,
mentioned. That's the only thing we really know for sure what's moving forward.
Great. Well, I'm sure your residents are hungry for some new retail. So.
They are, yeah. And our apartments, the residential section is coming later in 2021.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, any other questions from the committee? With that, could we get a motion? I'll take a crack at it.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve. So first I would find that the final EIR 589 as stated in the recommended actions of the staff report, be approved, and also move to make a motion to approve Besting Tentative Track Map 17575, subject to attached findings and conditions of approval.
You get a second?
I'll second.
All right, with that, item number one is approved. Going on to the public hearing section, does anybody have comments they want to make for non-agenda items? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing section. And then I'll adjourn the meeting for the subdivision committee. And the next subdivision committee is scheduled for April 17, 2019. All right, thanks, guys.